下北京外语广播
Your bilingual station AM 774。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线，我是 Larry。如果你想要得到今天的学习文本的话，欢迎大家加入我们的互动 QQ 群3317640，没错，是3317640。据说这个群快加满了，所以大家一定要抓紧哦。好，刚刚听到笑声了，今天我们请到的嘉宾是谁呢？大家听一下啊，
又是这个声音。Yeah, here I am, Emma。
啊，欢迎 Emma 老师来到我们的节目。
Yes, hello everybody and.You know, I've always got this, I think, the happy mood or this energy. So I really want to share this emotions and feelings to you guys.
So today we actually want to talk about the very useful and authentic English expressions when we want to describe our feelings, different feelings.
Yep.
For the IELTS oral test.
Yes.
Because, you know, in the oral test, the examiner...We ask you to describe a very impressive story. So when you want to describe a story, you will probably describe your feelings. So today, our task is to learn something to describe the feelings, different feelings in English.
Exactly. So let's get started. 我们从情绪开始聊起哈。其实，我前几天拿到了一个英文的绘本。最近这段时间特别想，就是像回到童年那样，开始去读一些故事书和绘本。
啊，绘本就是什么意思？
故事书，
故事书的意思。
给小朋友的故事书里面都是绘画，所以叫绘本。
哦，明白了。
然后 ，those you know the storybooks and or I can say the comic books.When I open a book, and it actually brings me back to probably my childhood, or even, you know, the younger time when I was probably the toddler. 可能两三岁的时候那种记忆都会返回来。可是这个时候我看到了一个绘本让我特别的感动。然后那个绘本的名字叫做 I Can Say My Feelings.叫我能去说出来我的感受，然后那个绘本的是一个美国作家，然后他去画和写的，然后他在上面留了一段话，他说：当我小的时候 ，When I was a little girl, and I found I had a lot of feelings, but I could not say them out clearly, and nobody seemed, you know, to understand me quite well.So, when I grew up and I tried to find people who can understand my feeling, after so many years, I still realized that there was no, you know, books for kids, or nobody told the kids what are those specific words to express their feelings. So those kids swallow their feelings instead of naming them.
I know feeling is a very abstract concept.
And so, deep down in your heart.
Yeah.
So, but also people have this natural desire to be understood emotionally.
Sure, yeah. Because right. We have some good feelings, we want to share it with our friends so that we will become happier.
Exactly. 我记得在前两期的节目里面我们有提到过，就比如说有的朋友如果是属于你身边的那些不好的朋友的时候，他其实会持续的去 give you the put downs， 就是给你泼冷水。那其实泼冷水其实就是可能不尊重你的感受的一种做法。So this kind of put downs probably give you signal this kind of person is not giving you the positive energy. So your emotion, you know, does not probably or is not to be understood correctly. But talk about those feelings and emotions. Let's start with the good one. 我们从好的开始说起哈, feeling good. So when I'm feeling really good, so what would you like to say?
I feel good.
I feel good.
I am happy.
I am happy. Nice. Or I can say, so what kind of things can make you happy?
At the end of the month, the salary is
Yeah, something you can say, you know, like...
At the end of the month, my salary is sent to me.
So you are fulfilled.
I'm fulfilled. 我满足了。
Yeah, right.
I'm satisfied. I'm fulfilled.
Fulfilled. That's it, right? 所以你可能因为什么事情然后你觉得很满足比如说你的工作然后得到了一个 feedback, right? Or paid. So you feel I'm fulfilled withmy salary, so this is a good feeling. And probably also something is funny or hilarious. You can say, you know, I'm giggling and I am just so happy with it. 所以我们在说快乐的时候，然后 I think happy is a really good word. But especially when we talk about the bad mood, what kind of words do you tend to say?
I have a bad mood. Of course, unhappy.不快乐吗？
呀！
但是这个太单调了。刚才想到第一个词儿，描述快乐、描述好心情就是 happy。让我描述一个不好的心情，我说 unhappy。但是有没有更多的一些词组，让我们在考试中能够更好的表达自己
？Okay, so let me put it this way: we imagine a situation. Probably you want to confess your love to somebody, or you are waiting for, you know.The offer or the, you know, probably the score report from the school or you are waiting for the result, the outcome of a job interview. So at these kind of, you know, the situation, probably you will have so many different feelings, right? Not just about happy and unhappy. So let's put it this way. If you are like in front of the girl you really love, and you really want to confess your love. So this time, what kind of, you know, the mood or emotions do you have?
I would feel definitely nervous.
Nervous.
Nervous and nervous. It's the only word, probably the only feeling I have.
Okay, so actually when you take a fancy to somebody, take a fancy is also a good expression to say you like somebody. Mm-hmm. 如果你很喜欢某人，但是你又想让自己说的话可能更俚语和地道一点，你会说 if you take a fancy to somebody, so probably you feel nervous. 但是 feel nervous 其实你可以说You know, I'm hesitating, right? So you can say, you know, I get cold feet. 当你犹豫不决的时候，你可能会说 get cold feet, 脚会很冷。And you're like, you know, nervous and hesitating and, you know, just thinking about, should I go forward or backward or, you know, still thinking about that. And this moment, you feel...You know, you have difficulty in expressing yourself, so we can say the tongue-tied.
Tongue-tied, tongue, 舌头.
Yeah.
Tied, the tongue when it's tongue-tied, 舌头被绑起来了.
Yeah, 就是有口难开，或者说这个就是 you know, it's everything in your heart, but it's so hard for you to express. 当你什么时候觉得特别难去表达自己的时候, you can say,I'm tongue-tied.
I'm tongue-tied. I just can't express myself at
yeah.
the moment.
Yeah, usually because you are nervous or you are embarrassed.
词穷了。
Yeah, 词穷了,紧张。
Tongue-tied.
或者说是尴尬的时候 you are tongue-tied.
Is it equivalent to speechless? 无语。
Speechless, it can be, you know, at any mood.Uh-huh. You cannot find a word to express yourself, but probably you're very calm.
Ah, I see.
So, you're very calm, you know, you can say, oh, speechless.
也就是醉了。
Yeah, 我醉了啊。Yeah, but for tongue-tied, 舌头绑起来了 tongue-tied, it actually refers to the situation you are really nervous or embarrassed. You got the struggle in your heart and you're tongue-tied.
Yeah, you're too nervous to express yourself.
Exactly, so that's it. I think usually when people take a fancy to somebody and want to confess the love, I guess people are tongue-tied, too nervous to say something.And there is another feeling I would like to say, 尤其是当你去表达这个就是你的爱意的时候，让我想起那个电影叫 Pride and Prejudice，
傲慢与偏见。
Exactly, when Darcy is trying to confess his love to Lizzie, so...You know, the situation, it was in a rain. It set the scene probably in the old town of 100 years ago in Britain. It was a small village and it was raining out there and standing probably on a grassland. And then the Darcy said, I love you. So I think he really takes a fancy to Lizzie. But Lizzie just, you know, refused him.Immediately, because they got this misunderstanding. So, the Darcy felt so sad. And there's something, an expression I would like to use to describe his feeling. Actually, he swallowed his pride.
Swallow his pride?
Yeah.
Pride.
Sorry. Right. He swallowed his pride.
Oh, he swallowed his pride. 他把自己的骄傲给吞下去了。这个一听感觉怪怪的，什么意思呢？
And it's like sometimes in your life you get something humiliating、or you get something very sad or embarrassing.
Humiliating and、embarrassing.
Yes.
意思就是 humiliating.
就是很羞辱性的。
羞辱性啊。
Or you feel ashamed of yourself.、你觉得就是真的是为自己觉得丢脸。But you swallowed it and you accepted. You know, you accept everything and you think, okay, I'll just take it. So you swallow your pride. It's like, you know, you probably...lost a very important competition, or you know, you were humiliated in front of your, you know, the friends、by probably your boss or your parents. So you just felt, okay, the only thing I can do is swallow my pride.
Swallow the pride. 中文大概就是自己咽下那苦水吧。
Yeah, 咽下那口苦水。That's it. Or you know, it's like You admit that you are wrong, or you have low, you have less knowledge. You admit you are wrong sometimes. So it's 有一点点像、就是、
放下身段，
放下身。哎 ，very good Chinese.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thanks.
或者其实就是低头。Yeah, you swallow your pride. So this is about it. But I would like to say, you know, deep down, probably there's some emotion we can't let it go. Actually, if you listen to the foreigners talk, when they are trying to get the feeling, the deep feeling out of their mouth, trying to express them, they say deep down, they blah, blah, blah. 所以当你要去把你的很就是埋在心里的感觉去说出来的时候，然后你会听见老外会先说一个 deep down， 就是
deep down 在深处。
Yeah， 就是我跟你说真的哈，我心里就是真的是感觉到什么什么了。那么他们就会用两个词来说，叫 deep down。
But how do we make a sentence, a complete sentence, by using these two words?
Actually, people just put it in the beginning of a sentence.
Just deep down.
Deep down.
And a comma.
Yeah.
一个 deep down， 然后一个逗号，然后再说话。
Yeah, then some other feelings, like deep down,
I feel really happy.
I feel really happy.
Deep down, I feel really sorry.
Yeah, but usually because it's down, usually we say something like you feel down, actually.
Feel
a little like sad or unhappy. So you say, well, deep down or.It's like inside of my heart,、and I feel sorrow, I feel sad, I feel humiliating or humiliated or embarrassed. Shows your friend something inside of your heart. So you just say deep down.
Deep down,
blah, blah, blah. So that's about it. So can we have a look at all the things we have just been through?
Yeah, we've learned a lot. For example, at first we just said tongue-tied.
Tongue-tied.
Tongue-tied. That means you are too nervous to speak as if your tongue is tied.
Yeah. So you just explained it in a good Chinese. So what was that again?
词穷.
Or you're too nervous or embarrassed to say something.
如果用中文说就是哎，我真的不知道该怎么说了。有的时候我们用中文会说我真的不知道该怎么说了。
好难开口。
很难开口。哎 ，That's it. 我很好难开口啊。I'm tongue tied. 然后我们如果就是同学们经常会说 ，you know, I can't open my mouth. 我不能把嘴张开。But actually, the authentic expression is I'm tongue tied.
And also, we learned take a fancy to someone, meaning has a crush on somebody.
Yes, you have a crush on somebody and you like somebody, you can say I take a fancy to somebody. But if you confess your love and you are refused, I guess the only thing you can do is to swallow your pride. Yeah.
Swallow your pride. Swallow your pride. 把你的骄傲吞下去吧。
Yeah, you swallow your pride. So, but these are the things when you are trying to tell your friends. So probably you can say, deep down, I felt disappointed. 可能在我就是可能唉说真的。Yeah, I think this is one, you know, in Chinese. And in English, we say, deep down, I felt, you know, disappointed. I really love this person. I take a fancy to her for a long time. But now, I can only swallow my pride.
所以呢，大家如果在 QQ 群中呢，不妨用今天所学到的这一些词组来造一些句子啊，像这个 deep down, 表达自己不好的情绪，像这个 swallow your pride, 等等，你可以造个句子。练习一下。
That's it. So let's get back to the feelings. 好，我们现在回到去谈情绪的很多词哈。So for the good feeling, we can say happy or delighted. I think this is also a very good word to say, or pleased to describe you are very happy. And, but for the unhappy feelings and for the negative feelings, we have something like, Wow. Let me ask you a question. If you are really looking for a good outcome of something, but the outcome actually disappointed you.
So I will feel disappointed.
Is there any other feeling you can get? Like when you were a kid, you really expected on the birthday, your dad could buy you probably a bicycle or something like that, but you did not get it on your birthday. So what would you like to feel? Or what would you feel?
I feel sorry. I will feel sorry.
Oh, I feel sorry for my dad. 我为我的父亲感到遗憾。
So this is the problem. Which might be faced by other students as well. We don't have more English expressions to express this feeling.
Yeah,
we feel very disappointed. 除了说 disappointed, 还有什么别的说法?
Yeah, you can say I feel down. To be clear and simple enough, I feel down. So this is the one, 感觉我自己掉下去了。I feel down.
掉到深渊里面去了。
Yeah, and also you can say other than disappointed,If it's more than that, you can say I felt depressed.
Oh, depressed. 忧郁症就是 depression.
Yeah, exactly. So if you feel really, really sad, you can say I felt depressed. But if it's more than that, you can say I felt desperate.
绝望了都。
绝望了、yes.
Desperate,
Exactly. But if you feel something, some feelings is too much for you, you cannot handle or hold it anymore, so you can say you feel really, really overwhelmed. You feel overwhelmed. 那种感觉已经排山倒海的淹没你了。
就是压力山大。
Yeah, I feel overwhelmed. So that's the one. So Let's talk about the keywords here. When will we feel overwhelmed? Is there anything in your life and you make you feel overwhelmed?
压力山大
Yeah.
Sure, for example, especially for people working for media like TVL and radio stations, we always have to make a lot of programs in advance before some very long holidays because the shows have to be out during the festival every day as well. So, people like us will feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, something is too much for you, so you feel overwhelmed. And also, we just mentioned disappointed, right? That's something, you know, make you down.
And feel down, you know.
Feel down, yeah. That's it. And also, probably you feel frustrated, like you were expecting something, and you think, wow, you know, I can get it for sure. But when it comes to the end, you just find, wow, not me, it's somebody else. So you just find you're so unlucky, you feel frustrated.
沮丧的意思啊。
Exactly.
Frustrated.
Yeah, for these kind of words, I think, oh, I don't want to have these negative feelings. But we use these feelings actually to describe, I think these feelings,when no matter what kind of questions you answer and what kind of stories you are trying to describing and you are trying to tell, so actually you can use these feelings like the ending of the story in the IELTS exam. Let me ask you a question. So do you have anything, you know, when you grow up, have you ever had any troubles? Like...Were you a trouble kid? Troublemakers?
I don't think I was a troublemaker, but I did have a lot of, you know, troubles when I grew up.
Okay. So, when you were growing up, and these troubles, I think, probably brought you some emotions. Probably brought to you or your parents.
I think,
because, you know, parents hope the kids can be...a little more understanding, but they're just trying to make mistakes.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
Okay, so I think these are kind of, you know, all the new words we learned for today. Let's just get through them. So 我们一起回来看一下今天我们聊过的这一些关于情绪的词。当你紧张的不得了的时候，不知道该怎么去开口表达自己的时候，你可以说 I'm tongue-tied, 舌头绑住了。你如果特别特别的紧张，然后心里很害怕犹豫做一件事情的时候， You can say I get cold feet。当你心里有很深的感觉想要表达出来的时候，你可以在你说这个感觉之前先说一句 Deep down, I feel blah blah blah。And also, you can say, you know, some words like frustrated, disappointed, desperate, or you can say overwhelmed. Yeah, these words to express your negative feelings. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is actually the things we're learning today.
Yeah, I hope you can master these English phrases to express your different moods in the exam when you are asked to describe your personal story in front of the interviewer or the examiner. Okay, I think that's all for today's program. Hope you can learn well from us. 好，那今天的节目就是这样了。最后呢，欢迎大家加入我们的官方互动 QQ 群3317640，群的号码是3317640。据说这个群啊就快加爆了，就是说人太多了，所以大家抓紧时间啊，尽快加入到这个群里面去跟我们进行互动。好，感谢大家的收听，也谢谢 Emma 老师的陪伴，我们下一期节目再见。
拜。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
are all people watching, the other people watching we. And we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. Just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me.
Touch my hand.